Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Lamed Hey Amid Beis, and we're talking about the different situations where one can go for the lower value in terms of redeeming their Ma'aser Sheni. We spoke about you could, or Shammai said, you could go meet somebody, at the in the middle of a hot day in the summer, after the balanim, after they put out their towels to dry. I mean, it's really hot, and you go for that price, even though somebody's going to want to get a quick price on that. Rav Yirmiya said you could go on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, where the women are braiding their hair, and they're very busy. They don't have time to handle, and there too, one could use that price. So that's a kula, but one has to wait till that time, and be able to have that as a real value for the fruit, and then switch the kedusha from the fruit onto the money. Amar Rabbi Yudin Bar Gadya, we're second to last line in Alam Hamba Beis. Rabbi Yaakov Brabun also Manichan Lema Sheikh Moshu. You can even wait until the Ma'aser Sheni starts wilting, starts withering, and then they're worth less, and then also one can redeem it. As again, not that till it's inedible, you want to be able to eat it, but wait till it gets less. And then it would be allowed. Upode osan motze Shabbos miyad, and one could be pode it also on motze Shabbos, right away on motze Shabbos. Why? Because motze Shabbos there isn't such a demand for food. People aren't eating. They had big meals on Shabbos. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says shashas hazolhu. It is inexpensive time. She'ein anashim mitsuyim likach b'shazu. People aren't around. There's not such a demand. People are in their homes. And therefore, that it also represents a kula that one could go at that time and get it evaluated. That's the value, and that's the value that, again, in these cases, let's say you're switching the Kedusha, like we talked about the first mission of the Mesechta, you're switching the Kedusha, the person is going to have the money, and the person is going to buy your fruit, and the money is going to have the Kedusha. Moti Shabbos, again, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says maybe because people have their own food from Shabbos, and therefore there's not much left. But again, Malava Malka is not the same as other Seudos. Again, Malava Malka is has its own simon in Shulchan Aruch. Right, I once heard a Musarvard that the Pasuk says by Eliyahu HaNavi that he says to the Jewish people, why are you vacillating? Why do you go back and forth between Hashem and Avodah Zarah, back and forth and back and forth? That's the Pashup Shad of a Poseach al Shtiyah Se'ifim. But Poseach could also mean you skip over. Again, in a drush sense, and you switch a couple of letters on the two se'ifim. There are two se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. One simin shin in Shulchan Aruch about Malava Malka, and the other a simin about Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, about Seudos Rosh Chodesh. So people skip on those. People don't take those Seudos seriously. Again, I'd add people don't take Shalosh Seudos seriously. So Seudos is even for sure more of a chiyuv than Malava Malka, right? Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos, learned out from the pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. It says the word Hayom three times, and we learn from there the three meals. The third one is a little different than the first two, but Malava Malka is separate. But that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin. There's one Se'if in Shulchan Aruch in the Simen of Malava Malka. Again, that relates to our Gemara here, where Motzei Shabbos people aren't as focused on food, but the Shulchan Aruch encourages us to participate and consume something. The Shulchan Aruch says, La'olam, Yisader Adam Shulchana B'motzi Shabbos, K'dei L'lavo Tzas HaShabbos. A person should set up, even the language of the Shulchan Aruch is not even to eat here. A person should set the table to be Malave the Shabbos. Afilu Yenasarach El Kazayis. Even though if you're only eating Kazayis, you should keep recognize that the Shabbos is going out. Right? The Machlokas remember elsewhere between the Mechaber and the Ramah about Havdalah sitting or standing. Right? Havdalah, maybe you should say it's sitting because there's more of a kfius, especially if you're being motzi other people. Or standing, because when you're Malava the Malka, you stand, right? And that's why it makes more sense to stand up when one makes Havdalah. Machlok and Chamad Ramah, one should do whatever one does. That's earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Sadi Vav Vav. Omer Havdalah Miyushav, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh Omrim Me'umad. And some say it standing, says the Ramah, v'cheinoa givim adinos elo. Why would it be better to stand? That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. U'umad, v'yish omer sfir aluhu, tekiva chu halavayas hamelech, ein malavin ela me'umad. Right, you're malave me'umad. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the ishbi mesader, your table. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Says the Mishnah Berurah, Umashma bigamara de yikvasu de zu ala pasla chadchila, shebre la chadchila. But again, it could be others as well. V'chimashma dov la chadchila hadarosa v'basar v'shar tafshila nemeishlo. Ten afleishiks v'meinlo o shechoshish la chila gasa. Like most people, they don't want to have fleishiks on Motzei Shabbos. They're choshish to an achila gasa. Kigon bekai. It's like in the summer months. Shema'achrin bizmanenu. Where Shalosh Shunis itself was near evening, just mazonos or peiros. Right? And this is part of the covet of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Mihanachon al kapanim shelo yasok b'malacha bekeva achi kaim sudazu. Right? You should do this, and then he quotes from the Kabbalists. V'amar akadmonim says the Mishnah Berurah de'aver echad yesh ba'adam. V'niskoi shemo. There is one limb, and it's called niskoi. V'zeh ha'ever nishar kayam bekever. And this ever is the one that doesn't disintegrate. It stays in the kever ad eis ha'tchiyah until tchiyah sameisim. Afil la'acher shenirkevu bo'kol ha'atzamos, even after all the other bones rotted, but this one stays. V'zeh ha'ever eino nana mishum achila ki misudis malava malka. Right, this aver is only nourished by Malava Malka. Only nourished by Malava Malka. It's connected to Tchias HaMesim. And that's why all those songs, the Zmir Malava Malka, are all about David HaMelech and Eliyo HaNavi. Also because the Gemara Eirvin says that the Gemara, the Moshiach can't come on a Friday or on a Shabbos. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Sharatziyah, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and that's why this Aver, why is it only nourished from the, what makes it special? Because this Aver is the only one that didn't get any Hana'ah from the Eitz Hadas. Adam ate it on Friday, so the whole body got nourished except for this Aver, because this Aver only gets nourished from the Malav Malka. To Adam Achlo Be'er Shabbos, V'hu Ein Lo Hana'ah Mima'achal, Kiem B'Motzei Shabbos, L'fichach Lo Nigzor Lov Lihi Kalos, Afilai De Misa. That's when Hashem was Gozer Misa. Adam Arishon, one could go and take any of the nourishment that went to the other bones and went to this one, because this one is not doesn't take part. Okay. There's a lot more Kabbalistically. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos discusses the idea of Malava Malka, and he says even though it's not on the same level, I should read that in the Mishnah Berurah first. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Vida to become Malkam Sudazu Eina Chova Alav Kamo Shal Shudas Shal Shabbos to Shamas Mechu Akra Vezerag Mitzvah Baalma Vanafkamina Hecha Di Efshar Lo Lakayim Kulam." Right, Shal Shudas is more important than Malava Malka. Sometimes people take Malava Malka more seriously than Shal Shudas. That's wrong. That's wrong. You want to take Malava Malka seriously? That's fine. But one shouldn't take it seriously at the expense of Shal Shudas, right? And that's why the one should has to know the hierarchy, of values when it comes to these meals. Okay, that's a little bit Malav Malka, but again, the Gemara says on top, you could go Motzei Shabbos when people aren't so interested in buying food, they have leftovers, they're not hungry, and you could use that value for pidyon. Rabbi Mana havelei mishach. Rabbi Mana had some oil of Meister Sheni va'achte la'ako, and he brought it down to Akko. Omar le Reb Chiya bar Ada in hahu mishcha. The base make kayam. If the oil of base make is kayam, that was a very fancy type of oil. So he's giving him advice. If that oil is kayam, so then ha insach de nifrakine. So this is a good time then to redeem it. Right? Reb Chiya bar Abba is giving him some good advice. Right? Why? De lo tav shis samini. Because this oil is not even 1/6 mine of the other one. So if there's this expensive oil, so this one is going to be cheaper, this one that you have. So go out and get the value for it and exchange it now, and then that would be a lower level of money that you would have to expend on it. Okay. Veshein dama v'chulu. So the Mishnah continued and said, if you don't know the exact level of pidyon, so nift al pishlosha. The Mishnah said back on Daf Lama Gimel, you can be nift fodeir al pishlosha based on three people. What are the things that are ain't up you doing? We said wine that starts to spoil, kises, and fruit that starts to spoil, hirkivu, moshe, echliu. Different examples. So if you don't know, you have to get three experts. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, podin, maizer sheni al pishlosha lekuchos. Three businessmen, three lukuchos. What does the Marafolda say? Socharim habikiyim. Zorcha Bekiyim, experts, right? People who know the business and know how much it would be worth. If it's a little bit rotting, how much it's worth. Filu Echad Meihem Goy. Even if one of them is a non-Jew, one could still trust him. Afilu Echad Meihem Baal, even the owner himself. The owner himself, we don't assume that he's going to make up a story here in order to get a lower price. Even one of them is a Goy, right, with the Chaim Kadievsky. Ein Tzorach Shumas Bezdin. When it says three, it doesn't mean that you need a bezdin. Ela gimel lukuchos ba'alma, afilu echad ugai. Just three, and even the Bialim could be one of them. He's also able to be mitzari. So echad mein ba'al. Rabbi Yona said, shnei and goyim lo. The fact that he says, even one could be a goy, even one could be a ba'al, it must be that this is either or, you can't join. Rabbi Yona says, shnei and goyim lo. Two goyim, two out of three you can't use. Shnei and Bialim lo. If they both own it jointly, no. Echad goy v'echad ba'al lo. And the same thing would be if one's a goy and one's a ba'al. There shouldn't be any difference. There shouldn't be any difference between two ba'al, two goy, or one goy, one ba'al. Ella with stodinus amrs. But when Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu al pi goy, afilu echad mi'am ba'al, it must be talking about two different cases, two different situations. In this case, you could use one or the other, but one wouldn't be able to use both. Why is this allowed? You could use a goy. Goy is not kashal la'edus. The answer is this is an edus. This is an edus. This is what we would call gili milsa ba'alma. It's just a gili milsa. It's not just a revealing what the reality is. It's not testifying about something. And there even a guy, sometimes gili milsa ba'alma, sometimes to the Rambam, it's not as exactly, there's a concept of usid lehisgalos, when it's something that's going to be revealed in the future, so that might also be called a gilui milsa ba'alma. But also the Rambam, the last Rambam in Ilchas Gerishin, talks about edus isha. Right, so again, it's not exactly the same thing, but the Rambam says there also a goy is allowed in that context. Al yiksha be'enecha she'itiru chachamim ha'erva hachamura. Shouldn't be difficult in your eyes, says the Rambam, that Chazal allowed an eishes ish to be mutter be'edes isha o eved o shifcha, by a woman, by an eved, o goy ha'mesiach lefitumo ve'ed mi pi'ed. Right, you heard from hearsay, just through other people. Umi piaksav. Ublo drishiva chakira kamosha biyarnu. Shouldn't it be difficult that we accept all of this for Edis Isha to say your husband is dead? Shall hikpida Torah al ha'adoas shnei edim vishar mishpeteho edus. The Torah was only makbid for edus ela bedavar she'ena to yocholam or al birio. Ela mipiho edim ubedusan. Only by something that you could only know from the edim. If the only way that you can know what the reality is from the Edim, or what happened from the Edim, so you need to aid them. Kagon, Shehi'idu, Shezaharag etzeh. Oh, Hilva etzeh. So-and-so killed so-and-so. So-and-so lent money to so-and-so. Avodavar she'ef shalamod al-buryo. Shalomi pi'ed azeh. But anything that you could know from a different source, not just from this aid. Ve'ein ho'ed yachol lehishamet. And the aid wouldn't be able to try to wiggle out of it. Im ein adaver emes could go and zeh she'ish emes ploni. If you say somebody died, lo hikpida Torah alav, then the Torah wasn't machmid for edus. You don't need edus here with the same standard. Shadavar rochoku sheyad bo ed sheker. It's an interesting lashon. The Rambam says it's very far fetched. Very far-fetched that he would be made sheker. The Ravid adds in the other factor that the Gemara in Yevamos, 10th Perek, Isha Rabba says, Daiko Mintzava. The woman would definitely not want her children to be Mazerim in the second marriage, so she would check very carefully before she would get married again. Leficha chekilu chachamim bedavar zeh, veheeminu bo edechon mipi shifcha, mi enaksav, v'lejvechakira, kadish lo yisharu benot yisrael agunos. There are many factors in this Rambam. We're not learning Yevamos right now, or Gerishin, but there the Rambam has an idea also of trusting a goy, because here, this is his case, is Milsa David Legluye, that is going to become revealed. It's not the exact same thing as what we're talking about, Gili Milsa, but it has a common denominator in that you don't need real edus. You know, real edus because either because it's a lower standard, it's not real, you could find the source out from somewhere else. Even by real edim, the discussion in the Rishonim, real edim, two edim, what is the reason that two edim are the ultimate? So you could probably would say it's the best birur, right? The best birur, two edim, you know for sure telling the truth. The Rambam has a lashon that even two edim might be making up a story. this is the way the Torah says to function and to act. But it's not dafka that we know for sure 100% vadai. So one has to keep that in mind. The Rambam says this at the end of the seventh parak of Yesodi HaTorah. He gives it as a mashal. It's just thrown in. The context there is about nevuah. Parak Zion in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah is about nevuah. The Rambam says it's one of the tenets of our faith, mi Yesodi Hadas. Leida shehakel menaveas b'nei Adam. We know that Hashem prophesizes and communicates with people. Ve'ena nevuah chala ela al chacham gadol b'chachma gibar b'midosav. Nevuah is only chal on somebody very wise, perfect in their midos, gibar b'midosav, alo ye yitzro misgaber alav b'davar ba'olam. And his yitzar doesn't overcome. Elohu misgaber b'daitol yitzro. Tamid. He always overcomes his own yitzar. Ba'al dea rechava nechona ad ma'od. Wow. So somebody who has this, the Rambam says, when he starts meditating, so he's going to reach the level of Nevuah, and then he talks about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's different in the four ways. And then the Rambam says, in the last halacha, about how does one prove that they are a Navi, it's not because they do miracles. A person can do a miracle, and it's not a reflection of MS. Hanavi efshar shetia nevuaso la'atzmo bilvad. Sometimes a Navi will receive nevuah for himself, laharchiv libo ulahosiv daito, ad sheyeda mashaloha yodea mi'osan ad rama gdolim. Hashem will just give a private communication to a Navi. V'efshar sheyishulach la'am me'am ha'aretz o la'an sheyair. Or he'll give a message that he's supposed to tell the government or the people or the individual. Velo kol ha'osa os umofes ma'aminin oso shehu navi. Not everyone who does a miracle proves that he's a navi. Ela adam shahayinu yodim bo mitchilaso shehu roi l'nevuah b'chachmaso u'b'maisav. Somebody who we know is roi is fitting to be a navi. He is wise. He has all the midas tovos. Shenis alabain al kol b'nei gilo v'yamahalich b'darki nevuah u'biktushasa. And he's sanctified. He lives a noble life spiritually. V'yacharkach bava asa oso mofes. If he has all of the other credentials, and then he does a miracle, va'amar shakel shalcho, and he says Hashem sent him. Then mitzvah l'shmoa mimenu, shenamrei lav tishmaun. If he has all the credentials and then he does a miracle, so then mitzvah to listen to him. Ve'efshar shi'aseh osu mofes ve'inu navi. It could be that he's lying. It could be that he's making it up. He does a miracle and he's not a navi. Ve'zeh ha'os yish lo dvarim bego. It could be this is a fake. Afal pikin mitzvah l'shmoa. Still, Torah says you listen. If he's right to be a Navi and has a miracle, you listen to him. That's the mitzvah daraisa. However, adam gadol hu v'chacham v'ra'ui l'nevuah. Again, the Rambam says that. If it's a Rasha that does a miracle, you don't listen. He's not a Navi. But if somebody who's an adam gadol and chacham and roi ma'amidin oso aches kaso, and then he has the line important for us. Shebekach mitzavinu, because this is what we're commanded. If he's roi for nevuah and he does a miracle, then you listen to him. K'mo shenitz tavinu lachtoch adin al pishnei edem k'sherim. Just like we are commanded to carry out justice based on two witnesses, v'afalpi she'efshar she'he'idu b'sheker. Wow. They might be lying, says the Rambam. They might be lying. But we don't know that they're lying. So, cheskas kashrus. So a Navi has a cheskas Navi if he acts like midos of a Navi. Hol v'ksherim e'metzleinu ma'amidin osan al kashrusan. V'dvarim elu v'chayotzei behen, and relating to these things, the Navi and the Edom, nomar hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu, v'haniglos l'anu l'vanenu. We just do what's open to our eyes. V'nemar ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim, v'Hashem yireh l'alevav. So that's the Rambam and Yesodi HaTorah, the end of the seventh parak, even about Edom. When you really need Edom, you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. So here in our context, it's not even Edom, it's just a gili milsap, but that is what's mentioned by the Rambam. Okay, we continue with the next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah gets into Chomesh. Gets a little bit into Chomesh, which we're going to talk about over the next couple of Mishnahs. Bala bayis omer b'sela. So let's say you have Maiser Sheni fruits. The question is, who's going to redeem it? The owner or someone else? Right, the Bala bayis was already mafreshit. The Bala bayis has Maiser Sheni sitting here. And he says, Bala bayis omer b'sela, I'm going to change this Maiser Sheni onto a sela. Ve'echad omer b'sela. And the other person says sela, equal, then the owner gets to redeem it. Balabais kodem, bebedeshu mosef chomesh. Because the balabais is going to be mosef chomesh, that's why he is going to give Maaser Sheni more, so therefore, that is why it is allowed. Din daraisa, if they add on a chomesh, the bailim adds on a chomesh when he is Poda. But there's a chomish of Meister Sheni, there's a chomish of Hektish, there's other chomishim of Bagezel. Balabai is Omer Besela. But in this case, so if the Balabai is the owner says, I want to give a Sela, the Echad Omer Besela the Isar, and someone else says, I'll redeem it for a Sela be Isar. By the way, how much is it worth? You're allowed to just add on extra? So we'll see. Mistama, this is all about a case where it's not 100% clear how much it's worth. So there's a range. There's a range of MS. So the Balabai says Sela, and somebody else says Sela ve'isar. Sela ve'isar is 1/96 bigger, right? Because a Sela is 24 Isar, right? It's 4 dinar, and a dinar is, I'm sorry, 96. A Sela is 4 dinar, and a dinar is 24 Isronin. So this other person is adding on a tiny amount. Eshel Sela ve'isar code, and the other person wins. The other person wins, the Gemara is going to ask, even though the owner would add on a chomesh, and that totally is much more than this little isar, it doesn't matter. He's offering more of the principal. He's adding on to the principal, and that wins. That takes precedence. We'll see why. As we just learned, if somebody is poda the maaser sheni, they have to add on what we call 25%. Chamishiso. Bein shehu shelo, bein shenita lo b'matana. Whether it was always his Meiser Sheni fruit, he made it, he was Mafresh Meiser Sheni, or Bein Sheni Talo Matana, or it was given to him as a Matana. Either way, he has to add on the Chomesh. The Rambam, based on Chazal, here on this Mishnah, says, when it says that it was given him to Matana, it must have been given to him to Matana when it was Tevel. When it was Tevel. Says the Rambam here, Vidam, Shemeiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. Meiser Sheni's Mamon Gavoah. Lefichach, Ein HaMatana Kayemes Bo. You can't give it as a gift. Ella im yitneu lo kishu tevel. Klomar kodim havdalaso v'hafrashaso. Must have been before. Aval acharei hafrashaso, elo lino b'matana b'shem panim. Then it's not going to be given b'matana. So it must be that it was given to him as tevel. It didn't grow. It was given to him as tevel, and he was mafresh. Good. Ask the Gemara. Vein chomsho shalzeh meruba al tosefto shalzeh. What does the Gemara mean? That if the owner offers a sela and the other guy offers a sela v'isar, the sela v'isar wins, but the owner's going to give a chomesh. So Meister Sheni is going to end up having more if you let the owner do it. Answer, and we had this already, Amar Rabbi Avin, Shan Yehi. No, it's different. The owner is different. Because it could be the owner will give zero. This other guy is vade offering a little bit more. The owner has to give a chomesh, but as we're going to learn, shu yachol laharimala ulapotrim and a chomesh. He could get out of it. He could get out of it and not have to be the chomesh. He could get somebody else to be poda for him and then not give a chomesh at all. And therefore, shall sell of Yisr kodem and eshu mosav ala karen. Because that's for sure. So interesting question. A vadai, little bit more, versus a suffik, a lot more. Says the Gemara, it sounds like a Rabbi Yosef Engel concept. Right, it's better, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains, better to have Vadai a little bit more than Suffolk a lot more. Suffolk a lot more. Interesting. Also, the idea of Ha'arama, Yachola Ha'arim. We'll have to learn, how bad is it? Ha'arama doesn't always mean something negative. Right, a subterfuge. It'd be Ma'arim. So sometimes it does. Sometimes the Gemara says, remember in Brachas, that the Doras HaRishonim, they always brought their fruits and vegetables straight in Riyas Panei Abayas. And the Doras Achronim, you know why they're not on the same level, they're not Zochet, they're such Nisim, because they're Ma'arim. They're Ma'arim al Tfuaso. And they don't give it, they don't go into the situation of mitzvahs. But not every Harama, there's a language of the Rush. The language of the Rush says, Lav kol Ha'aramos Shavos. Not every Harama is equal. Right, you could have harama of the Gemara talks about this in Beitza and Daf Yitzayin and elsewhere. The Gemara talks about if you're ma'arim, that right in terms of cooking on Yontif, getting ready for Shabbos, talks about the ma'arim there. If you're ma'arim for salting a meat and putting it on the floor, all different types of cases of harama. So the Rush talks about these cases and elsewhere that you know lav kol harama shavos. Also, whenever you have harama in the haramas of selling one's chametz, I'm putting all these together, even though they're totally separate. And prizbal, and heter iska, all of those, there's always two issues. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to say in these types of contexts, there's the motivation and the mechanism. Right? Motivation is, what's the motivation? Is there a pure motivation? That's step one. It's a pure renovation. So by selling the chametz, people don't. The purpose of Pesach was not to make people broke and getting rid of their livelihood every year. Right? Prizbal, as the Gemara says already, the motivation, people stop doing basic chesed. Right? The Torah had this ideal of super duper amazing chesed, but foregoing the loans, but people stop lending money. So basic, that's the motivation. Heter iska. So all of these, there's a motivation question. Once you get over the motivation question of, okay, the motivation is okay, then you have the question about the mechanism. Does it work? Does it work? So it has to halachically work. It can't cut corners on the halacha. So those are some type of lamaisa ha'aramas, but Chazal talk about a lot of aramas. And here too, here's one. Laharim, and the Gemara said, so it's better to have the other guy be podik, because he's for sure going to give a little more than the principal, and it could be that this person won't give any. Okay, good. We continue. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Simai shall call Meiser Sheni Shein b'karno shever pruta in a mosif chomesh. There's a minimum. If the Meiser Sheni, if the Karen is not a shever pruta, then you're not mosif chomesh. Not mosif chomesh. It sounds like from the Gemara here to Yerushalmi that you can redeem it. If you have Meiser Sheni that's less than a pruta, you can redeem it. You just don't have to be mosif chomesh. Right, point out, the Rasilio here points out that the Bavli in Bav Metzia Nun Gimel seems to say, if you have Meiser Sheni less than a pruta, it's not redeemable. It's not redeemable. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand that Gemara there. Not redeemable. The Rambam, at least according to some, seems to maybe understand the Bavli like this Yerushalmi, that it is redeemable, we just don't have to be most of a Chomesh. But either way, it's Machlok, Bavli, Yerushalmi, that's the Rasilio points that out, the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But that is Rav Simoi. Rav Simoi says, Meisher Sheni, that doesn't have a Karen, you're not most of Chomesh. Rav Yochanan is a different idea. Rav Yossi, Rav Simoi, Mishim Rav Yochanan, call Meisher Sheni, She'ein B'Chomesho Shavar Pruta, in a most of Chomesh. The Chomesh has to be a Pruta, meaning you have to have four and the Meiser Sheni itself, in order to then get an extra pruta of 25%. So two different versions of the Gemara, that the minimum is to have the Meiser Sheni itself, the Karen to be a pruta's worth, or the Chomesh. So Heisei, Rabbi Bar Mamo, now Rabbi Bar Mamo quotes the Mishnah we quoted in the last year. But 1 second, didn't we learn the Mishnah in Bar Metzia? Vada Taninan, Chamesh Prutos Hein. Right, there are five prutos. But according to this, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Simai, that there's a minimum for Meiser Sheni, Finisti Sheish. Right, yesterday we had the question of using a coin. Shouldn't you have prutas coins? Okay, that's probably Dinder Rabbanan. But here, five prutas, these are dinim, so it should be in the Mishnah, Finisti Sheish. Al Daiti to Rav Simai, according to Rav Simai, you should have an added on. Why? Because the Karen, the Karen Shal Meiser Sheni B'Sheva Pruta. The Sheva, that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan has the extra one, not just the Karen, but the Meiser Sheni, the Chomesh, the Chom Shal Meiser Sheni B'Sheva Pruta. Right? So there should be an extra ones in the Mishnah. And also, once we're on the topic of leaving some out, Va'od Min Adad, Amar Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Mana, Bar Tanchum, Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, in Karka, Niknes, B'Shem B'Sheva Pruta. One of the ways to buy Karka, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, one of them is Kesef. So you can't buy Kesef for less than a Pruta. So why isn't that listed in the Mishnah? No answer given to these questions about why these are left out. The Rasilio says that the Bavli answers some of the questions, that maybe the Chomesh question, the Mishnah is only listing Karens and not Chomeshes. Fine. But then he says maybe the answer to the Karka question is that Kiddushin is in the Mishnah there. Kiddushin, that a woman, we read it in the last year, that a woman, Isha Miskadeshes, less than a pruta. So maybe we compare Karka to Kiddushin, right? After all, Kiddushin dot base. Kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. There are parallels between Karka, Kinyan Karka, and getting married, right? The source for Kiddushin Kesef is buying a property. So maybe that's included. Maybe the Karka pruta is included in the Kiddushin pruta. We mentioned Alderach Drush in the past. Well, that's the source for getting married, is buying a piece of land. So we said two opposite thoughts. Number one is, and they're both Hashkafic. One is a Sheva Brachas Torah, one is an Eretz Yisrael Torah. So one might say that, okay, if you ask Avram, who got the better deal? Avram would say, I mean, I paid 2 million, I got the Pesach of Gan Eden. Of course I got the better deal. Amazing, I would have paid it even more. Ephron, who got the better deal? He gave me 2 million shekel for a cave and a couple of rocks and a trees, right? So they each say they got the better deal. That's what marriage has to be. They each one, the chazan kala, to think we got the best deal in the world. So that's one way you can understand it. The other way you can understand, I once saw, is that kicha kachim yistei Ephron, not that getting married is like buying a piece of land, but our connection to Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage. Kicha kicha miste Ephron. And they can learn it in the opposite direction. Okay, it's a lot more there. Obviously, the first Rambam in Hilchas Ishus about Kedusha Kesef and Divrei Sofrim, but that's not for now. We continue. Oh, Ben Adol, we take out those three words. We put in Tanya. Meiser Sheni, Shein Dam of Yiduin. If you have a case, Meiser Sheni, that you don't know the exact amount, so you're not sure, meaning you don't know if it's a pruta or the chomesh is a pruta, you don't know if you're chayef to give a chomesh. Dayo, so what do you do? Dayo Sheyomar Huva Chomesha Mechula Al Sela Zeh. You take a Sela, and you say, what Sela? You take a Sela that, as we're about to see, take a Sela and put the Kedusha onto it. Let's read the next line. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rav Krispa. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rav Zeira B'Sela Shem Ma'aser Sheni Masnisa. E'efshar Shlo Yesham Chulin Kol Shehein. You take a Sela, money that you already put Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha on, but it's not full. There's still some space, so to speak, on this coin, and you this Ma'aser Sheni that you're not sure if it is a Chayiv in the Chomesh, you just switch the Kedusha onto this coin that there's space. People always use coins that are more than the value of the fruit, just to be safe. Just to be safe. And therefore, there's space on here. So in this case of Suffolk, you're allowed to put it on there. Okay, we're going to talk more about this next time from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll stop here.